if you're not into the Super Bowl on Sunday, you can't argue that the Puppy Bowl just isn't the cutest thing on earth, right?
It's amazing.
Dan Schachner joins us on the phone. He is the ref of Puppy Bowl 13 on Animal Planet. Dan, if someone has never seen it before, just describe what they're in for.
It's a miniaturized football game played on a 10 by 20 foot field, played only by dogs. And all the dogs have to be puppies between 12 and 24 weeks of age. Oh. They all have to be from a shelter, meaning they all have to be looking to be adopted. And the rules are very simple. You know, just drag a chew toy into an end zone and you score a touchdown. And of course, the goal being to get all these pups adopted by the end of the Super Bowl. Did I say Super Bowl? Puppy Bowl. Because to these dogs, it is their Super Bowl.
And by the end of the Puppy Bowl, can you make a blanket statement? Are most of those puppies, if not 100% adopted?
Yes. The only ones that don't get adopted right by the end of that two-hour mark are the ones that are, like, I'm not kidding, being fought over. You know, like, somebody in L.A. and somebody in New York wants this one dog that they saw, so they're trying to negotiate things. But by 2 days after the Puppy Bowl, 100% adoption rate.
How about that?
That is fantastic.
Awesome.
We are talking with Dan Schachner. He is the referee for Puppy Bowl 13 on Animal Planet. Team Ruff versus Team Fluff, right? Tell us about these dogs, because I know they come from so many different shelters and rescue centers across the country.
34, I think, is the number this year. It's always in the 30s, the rescues and shelters. We divide them into teams. If you think having dogs actually play football was hard, try organizing them. Try getting them to line up on the line of scrimmage. And finally, try trying to keep score during the game. It's nearly an impossible task, which is why it takes us 3 days to shoot the Puppy Bowl. And then we kind of edit it all together and cobble it into a two-hour event.
And let's not forget about the halftime show. The Kitty Play halftime show taking place again this year?
Yes, sir. We do have Cats at Halftime. Then the other big game, we have Kitty Gaga, who's performing Paparazzi.
Too cute.
We don't have the Rockettes, but we have the Rockettes. So what we're really trying to do is kind of do a little play on what you see in the big game, and it's always a nice break from the action.
And we just saw Punxsutawney Phil yesterday make his big prediction. I hear he's going to be there on Sunday as well.
Yeah, you know, we were really lucky. This was a busy guy, Punxsutawney Phil.
Yes.
Busy, hard to get. Have you ever stood next to him or seen him? I mean, he's large.
Yeah.
And as I'm sure you've seen on TV, like, the men who handle him need Kevlar gloves.
Right.
So doing a coin toss with someone like that was a little intimidating for me, and certainly the puppies. We kept our
Dan Schachner is reffing the Puppy Bowl this Sunday on Animal Planet.
Dan, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Time now for a 1 minute traffic and weather update.